I'd like to talk about what's my favorite word in the parasha, the whole parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the tzivoy of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, in that tzivoy we find the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach. V'kocha toichu oisai, masnechem chagurim na'alechem v'raglechem, v'makelchem bi'adchem. You have to eat the Karban Pesach in an appropriate way. You should eat it with chipazayin. What is chipazayin? Chipazayin, what does the Targum say? Bibihilu. What is bihilu? Rushing. What is bahala? The kind of rushing, usually confusion, is the way it's usually translated. Rashi brings on bichipazayin, lashon bahala mehirus. K'may v'hi David nechbaz lo leches. That's when David runs away from Shaul. He's rushing. And then Rashi brings a second pasuk, which you might be familiar with. Asher hishlichu aram b'chipazon. You have it later in the Aftira of the Shloshim Mitzrayim, that the Aram was a camp that thought they were being attacked, and they run away. And they're running away, they drop everything on the way. They drop their clothing, they drop their tools. So chipazayin is a kind of urgent rushing, but it doesn't sound so good. It sounds like the type of rushing which is a bahala, which is confusion, the type of rushing which is not complimentary. Now, this chipazayin, which is something that we remember every Seder night, the idea of chipazayin, it needs a biur. I would have said bezrizus. Achaltem I said bezrizus. Bezrizus is a great midah. Bezrizus magdim lamitzus. But the Torah uses bechipazayin, which is a lashon of an urgent leaving. And the question is, what's the maila in this type of leaving? Later in Parshas Re'eh, when it talks about the mitzvah of eating Leil Pesach, again, it uses the same lashon. The truth is, technically, the lashon there is more accurate. It says ki bichipazayin yatzasa mimitzrayim. So to understand the idea of chipazayin, that's the goal. Is an Arizal that's well known. I don't think it's anywhere in Teres HaNigla, but it's very well known. The Arizal says lo yachlu lismameya. Klal Yisrael had to rush out. They couldn't delay. Why couldn't they delay? So the Arizal says that Klal Yisrael would have fallen into the 50th Shaar HaTumah. If Klal Yisrael stayed any longer, they would have fallen into the Shaar HaNun, from which Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't take them out. Moshe Rabbeinu was only a Bailam among 49 Shaarim. So had they fallen into the 50th Shaar HaTumah, it would have been irreversible. So that Arizal needs explanation for two reasons. First of all, why does God wait for the last second? People wait for the last second. Nobody plans to wait for the last second. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who's Kol Yachol, why he waited for the last second? They couldn't wait another day, another hour, I don't know what. They couldn't wait any longer. They would have fallen into the 50th Shaar HaTumah. So why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam do things that way? It's a davar pella. Kadosh Baruch Hu is well planned out. And worse, what does it mean if they had stayed in Mitzrayim another day, they would have fallen into more tumah? It doesn't make sense. They would have been attracted to Avodah Zarah if they had stayed one day. What are we talking about? Then at the night of Makkos Bechoris, it's the night that all the Mitzrim are crying. It's the 10th Makkah. It's after 10 Makkos. So now they're going to have a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. They're going to fall into a 50th Shaar HaTumah. Fakaret, being in Mitzrayim then was probably a big chizuk in the Amunah to stay in Mitzrayim. What does it mean if they had stayed, they would have fallen into the 50th Shaar HaTumah on that night? On the night that the Yidden are B'Kedusha, they're eating Karban Pesach, the Indian Karban Pesach B'Chavura, the Goyim are crying all over the town. And what does it mean if they had waited, they would fall into the 50th Shaar HaTumah? Just if you picture what had to go on the night of Pesach, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. So the idea of chipazayin needs explanation. The Arizal needs explanation. And the idea of chipazayin is in the essence of the mitzvahs hayayim. The mitzvahs hayayim of Pesach, Hamatzah, and Chametz, is the Chametz, and mitzvahs Matzah, the main mitzvahs of the day. The carbon Pesach is the carbon. It's mitzvahs asei, sheyesh bekaris. It's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach without matzah is nothing. Pesach has to eat now. Matzah is umrayim yechlu. Matzah is crucial to the mitzvah of the day. The chametz. The ingredient in matzah is chipazayin, is rushing. You've been to matzah bakeries. The ingredient is rushing. What's possible chalav? You have meat, milk falls in, makes a treif. What's nevela? You're cooking kosher food, a piece of nevela falls in. What's chametz? You're making a dough, and too much time falls in. What falls in? What changes it? Nothing from the outside falls in. The treifus of chametz is a lack of rushing, a lack of chipazon, is letting it stand. So it seems that the idea of chipazon is in the aside, not only in the history of the day of Klal Yisrael leaving, but in the mitzvah of the day. And I would think emunah somehow it becomes chametz. You don't have emunah. I don't know how you don't have emunah exactly. It turns into chametz, but you don't rush. That turns it in. It should be inyan of emunah. It's the matzah is the bread of our faith. So the idea of chipazayin, of the rushing, sai mitzad Klal Yisrael rushing, sai mitzad the Arizal, that they would have fallen to 50 Ashar Tumah, sai mitzad the mitzvah sayayim. Pesach is a big rushing season, and it seems no matter how much in advance you start cleaning for Pesach, everyone's busy till the last minute. In America, it's no rai, everyone's busy in the last minute for everything. But Pesach seems to be more famously involved. So, obviously, if we can understand chipazayin, and that's the birth of Klal Yisrael, so then hopefully we'll have a midah that we could use. As a matter of fact, I think for us, for Yeshiva Light especially, the positive aspect of the midah of chipazayin is something that we need to understand and to use. We don't use it enough. Rushing, to rush, to be in a hurry, comes in two forms. There are two forms. The Balei Machshava call it chipazayin tata, chipazayin ilah. The chipazayin tata, the inferior rushing, is when you rush because there's not enough time. That's typical rushing, right? There's not enough time. You have to get from one place to another, and there's traffic. So there's not enough time, you have to rush. Not enough time, there's not enough kaychis. You go into a store Friday afternoon, and it's crowded, everyone's rushing. Why are they rushing? It's a chipazon tatot, an inferior chipazon. It comes from a big chasaron in the gavra. The person should have planned better. The person should have planned things that have to come the last minute. So the inferior type of chipazon is a chipazon that comes when a person doesn't have enough time. He wants something, he has a ratzon. There's not enough zman to be mamala the ratzon. Now that could happen in good things and bad things, and ruchnias and gashmias. It could be want to enjoy something, you could be trying to learn, you finish a masachti, you run out of time. That's chipazon tata. There's another type of rushing, and the problem is that most of us only know the first type. Rushing, not having enough time, everybody is familiar with, right? Well, familiar with. There's a chipazon ilah. Chipazon ilah is the reverse. It's not that you don't have enough time to be mamala yaratzin. It's that you have such a strong ratzin that you don't want to spend the time. You have such a strong will, you have plenty of time. You have plenty of time to do it. Why are you rushing? Because your ratzah and your desire is so big that you want to get it. You want to get it done. It's something a person wants so badly, his ratzon is so strong, that the amount of time is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Somebody, someone won a prize. He's rushing to go to pick up his prize. Why is he rushing? He's not rushing. He said, he doesn't have enough time. He could pick it up tomorrow too. But it's something he wants. It's something he likes. So he's rushing not because of chasarin, that he doesn't have enough time, he doesn't have enough energy. He's got plenty of time. He's rushing because his ratzon is so strong that it can't wait for the time. It can't hold itself in to spend more time on it. He wants it badly. The idea of Zrizim Magdima Lemitzvahs is not you rush because you don't have enough time. That's not Zrizim. A Zariz doesn't run out of time. A Zariz, it's the first day of Sukkot. He wants to shake Lulav and Esrig right away at Netzach Hanah. He wakes up early. He gets up early, he's excited to do the mitzvah. He wakes up early, he washes the negavasa, gets dressed, he's ready before this man. When this man comes, he wants to chaf the first minute to shake lulav and esrig. There's one shaking of lulav and esrig that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, this man has outside of the Beis HaMikdash. One time you get the mitzvah. So he wants to get up early and do it. Why is he rushing? He's got plenty of time. He can kind of mitzvah the whole day. His ratzon is so strong that the amount of zman is irrelevant. He's not rushing because he's out of time. He's rushing because the ratzon is stronger than the amount of time. That type of rushing is matzah, is chametz. We say mitzvah shebal yotcha al tach mitzena. We learn that from chametz, from the pasuk by chametz. Mitzvah shabaliyotcha al tach mitzana. A mitzvah comes to your hand, don't treat it like chametz. What does it mean, don't treat it like chametz? Don't treat it like chametz, that it'll become pasul. That's last minute. Don't wait till last minute, it'll become treif. That's not what Chazal is referring to, mitzvah shabaliyotcha al tach mitzana. Chazal is saying that if a mitzvah comes to your hand, do it quickly, do it urgently. Do it quickly because the ratzon to do the mitzvah should be such that the hiddur, the beauty of the mitzvah is such that you can't wait. It's a different type of rushing. It's a rushing where you might have the time, but it's mias to you to wait. Having the time, it's mias to you to wait. It's like the total opposite. There are two people who rush. And it's like mikotzer lekotzer. There's one person who waits to the last minute to do things. He's rushing to shul. Why is he rushing to shul? One guy's rushing to shul because he wants at least to get there for Kedusha. Because he's rushing. He wants to get there for Kedusha. He's so late. Glad that the guy who comes to Kedusha is usually not rushing. I would like to, you know, they have here a video of people coming into the yeshiva. I'd like someone to do, maybe someone will volunteer to do an experiment. I'd like you to take the guys who walk in between 9 and 9:30, the guys who walk in from 9:30 to 10. Who's rushing more? Who's walking more briskly? Who's more heading straight to the Beis Medrash? I'm confident that the guys who are coming from 9 to 9:30 are the ones who are walking quickly. From 9:30 to 10, more slowly. The ones after 10 are sauntering in, they got plenty of time, you know, like it doesn't really matter anymore. See, it's a different type of rushing. It's a rushing because of the urgency, the importance of the thing you're running to. That type of chipazayin is the yisayid of Klal Yisrael. The yisayid of Klal Yisrael is to rush to be mashed at something. To be rushing because you hold something as chashuv. Let's go back to that Arizal. What did Arizal say? If Klal Yisrael wouldn't have rushed, they would have fallen into the 50th Sharatum. So to us, it makes no sense. Well, they were fallen. They were in Mitzrayim. It was delightful. It was wonderful. It was fun to be in Mitzrayim. Could you imagine being in Mitzrayim the night of Makkos Bechairos? It must have been a lot of fun. I don't know if they stole the Afikonim and got prizes, but they had the first Seder ever. And the Mitzrayim were all crying, all dying, and the Yidden were in their homes. So what does that result mean? They would have fallen into the 50th Shara Tumah. Tell you what he means. He doesn't mean because they were in Tumah, they had to be pulled out of it. That's not what he means. He means that when it came the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, after the whole Sheba Mitzrayim, the whole Yerida to Mitzrayim, the whole dream of leaving Mitzrayim, after all 10 Makkos, if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have had this Chipazay Milah, the strong desire to do the mitzvah and get out. Baruch Shalom told us we're leaving Mitzrayim. They didn't have to rush because they were going to sink into the cesspool of Tumah. They had to rush because when something is important to you, when something is chashuv to you, when it's everything to you, you rush. You rush there to take care of it. Not because you don't have enough time. Because your ratzin is so strong, you have such a strong ratzin, that it's disgusting to you to have a lot of time. It's not even in the machshava. It's a different type of rushing. It's a positive rushing. It's a rushing because something is urgent. You need it badly. It's important to you. You rush to get it. Why are you rushing? You have time. I have time, but I'm not rushing because I don't have time. I'm rushing because the place I'm going to is something that's important to me. It's a different kind of rushing. And it's the rushing which is the aside of the birth of Klal Yisrael. And had they not rushed out of Mitzrayim, they would have fallen into 50 Shari Tumah. Because after all this, you're not running out? Forget it. You just don't get it. You don't get the whole idea of Klal Yisrael being a nation and leaving Mitzrayim. You don't understand. It's no wonder later they said, let's go back to Mitzrayim. They want to go back to Mitzrayim like they had fun the night of Makkos Becharis. They don't go back and be avodim. But that's the rishus, that's the nesayin of that generation, of the Rishon who wanted to be there. And they're those who stayed when they left. The Chazal Dos and Vaviram initially stayed. They weren't rushing to leave. Without Chipazon is the whole chashivas of the Indian is gone. That's 50 of the Shara Tumah. The chashivas, you don't understand the chashivas of what you've been pushing for this whole time. That idea, the idea of being mashiv, the things that you do, it's really a sight in Klal Yisrael anyway, because a guy, l'havdil, and a yid both have 24 hours of the day. The yid has to take the same 24 hours, make the same parnasa, maybe these are more parnasa, plus he has to have time for shakras, for mincha, for mariv, which takes time no matter how fast you daven, and then have a seder and learning, and then learn with your children. How can a yid be in the same world with Gayim Mahavdol if he's not a bar chipazon, if he's not someone who knows urgency of things and knows to rush to things and knows to be a mash of things? In Shulchan Aruch it says that when you come to the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses, you should run a few steps. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. When you come to the courtyard of the Beis HaKnesses, or the steps of the Beis HaKnesses, you should run a few steps. What do I have to run a few steps? I'll leave a minute earlier and I won't run. I gain 10 seconds, 50 seconds, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, 50 seconds by running. So I'll leave a minute earlier. That's not the point. The point isn't getting there on time, even if you're there on time. The midah of chipazon is that I have a strong if you have a strong ratzon for something, you rush to it. You go quickly to it. If you have a strong desire to something, you don't wait for the last minute. You go there, and you go there quickly. If you have a chassan on the day of his wedding, and he's planning to come the last minute, but he's a stipler and he's in the Beis Medrash, okay. But otherwise, you know, he's at home relaxing. What's the rush? You know, we have time to get there later. It doesn't sound so good. There should be a certain desire and urgency for something to get there. I'm told that Rav Chaim Kanievsky davens shachris, mincha, and mariv the first minute that you're allowed to daven it l'chatchila. Shachris by v'sikin, mincha by mincha gedayla, mariv. It's a certain midah. Why does he have to daven there? The earliest mariv. By v'sikin we understand. Well, they have done the earliest mincha, the earliest mariv. It's a certain attitude of a person to be urgent, to be itching to do it, to want to do it already. The mitzvah is coming. The mitzvah is coming. Like, why look at your watch? When can I do it? It's a chipazon. It's a certain attitude of chipazon. I think with this idea, you can understand there's a halachic issue. There's an argument in Achrayim is a machlaikis. I think it's a well-known machlaikis. If you have a choice between Zviz and Magdimin LaMitzvahs and Hidur Mitzvah, which takes precedence? You ever in the machlaikis? What's more important, Zviz and Magdimin or Hidur Mitzvah? If you have a choice between two ways of doing a mitzvah, better to wait and do Hidur Mitzvah, or better to do Zviz and Magdimin and do it earlier? Comes up in many different people make a bris, you could do Zviz and Magdimin, do it right away at Nades. Or you could do it later and have Ra'ivam, you could have more people. What's better? The better Zviz and Magdimin or Hidur Mitzvah. So the conventional wisdom is that it's a machlaikis between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Radvas. There are a number of Achrayim, early Achrayim, the Avodah Zarah. I'm not familiar with him, but Avodah Zarah was from the early Tshuva Sfarim. It's a short, small sefer, not well known. But he says it's a machlaikis, the Radvaz and the Trumas Hadeshen. Radvaz and Trumas Hadeshen are both the last generation of Rishayim, beginning of Achrayim. So let me tell you the two Tshuvas, and you'll see where they argue. The Radvaz has a Shaila with somebody who's in jail. He's in jail and he has a day off. He can pick any day off he wants. So the shaila that the Radvaz was asked is, what should he do? Should he wait for the day he could do the most mitzvahs? Which day off is? And he's in jail. He has no minion, no opportunity to be with a tzibur. So I would say he should wait for maybe for Yom Kippur, or if he can't get matzah, maybe on Pesach, or maybe Purim, Lad Mitzvah Sayayim. The Radvaz said, no, you have to go the first day that comes your way. Whatever's first, you have to do. If you get a choice, a day you're off, it starts from January 1st, so you have to do it January 1st. The first day you have a mitzvah that you can't do in jail, you have to take that day off.
He says because his reason?
Yeah. He says reason.
Seems like over there because he's not going to get another chance. See?
He can pick one day. Why wouldn't he get another chance? So he says that you have to take the first mitzvah that comes your way. That's the psak of the Radvaz. So in the Avodah Zarah Shuni, he says this argues with a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is talking about Kiddush Levana. When is the best day to say Kiddush Levana? You're allowed to say Kiddush Levana, according to the Mechaber, only from the seventh day of the month. I think Sardim Mamakbi, the seventh day. And according to most of the Achrayim, from the third day. The Trumas Hadeshen was already earlier. But many, for me, after 72 hours from Shkia, sometimes it's 72 hours from the Moilid. Sometimes it's the third day, sometimes even the second day, sometimes the fourth day. So either 3 or 7 days, not Nagea, which sheet do you go with? The question is, should you say it earlier, let's say on the fourth day, that Zuzah Magdimin, or should you wait when the Levana is more bimilua, that's a Hidr Mitzvah, you're making a bracha on the Ar HaLevana. So it's a Hidr Mitzvah to say it when the Ar HaLevana is bimilua. So Trumas Hadeshen says to wait. He says to wait. How much to wait? I think he says to live to 7 days. He goes, 3 days is good. The Ramah brings it. The Ramah brings it in Dina Kiddush Levana and Tav Chaf Dalet or so. So the Avodah Zarah Shuni says that's what they're on. Trumas Hadeshen says it's more important Hidr Mitzvah, wait. And Radvaz says more important Zviz and Magdim. You got to chop the first mitzvah that comes your way. The Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva in which he says everyone has it wrong. Everybody's got it wrong. There's no machlaikis here at all. There's bechal no machlaikis. He says, what's the difference? No, that's what everybody chat me out. What's the difference between the Radvaz's case and the Trumas Hadeshen's case? Difference is in Trumas Hadeshen's case, it's the same mitzvah. There's one mitzvah you could do two ways. It's reason or hit the mitzvah. You have one mitzvah, you can do two ways. Why should you be a zaris? Your ratzayin is supposed to push you to do it. You have such a strong ratzayin for the mitzvah, you're supposed to push to do it. If you have a strong ratzayin for the mitzvah, you'll do it l'chatchila. You'll do it l'chatchila. You have a ratzayin for the mitzvah, do it in l'chatchila away. Radvaz was talking about two different mitzvahs. You get one day off. You can take off today, you can take off tomorrow, you can take off on Purim, you can take off on Pesach, you can take off on Yom Kippur. But different mitzvahs. By different mitzvahs, so he says you can't let a mitzvah go. You can't take a mitzvah and let it go. It's not a question of zrizah like demon. It's a question of maybe you're not a mitzvah. It's not a question of zrizahs. It's a question of different mitzvahs, chaparai in the first mitzvah. Shulman Sadeshin is talking about the mitzvah of mitzvah shabali yadcha tachmitzana. The zrizos in a mitzvah is a mitzvah because it's a because of the idea that a person should have such a tshuka, such a rotzen for a mitzvah that he should push to do it. Because you have a rotzen and a tshuka for it, you're not going to go do a b'di'evet. B'di'evet, you can shake the lulav from aleis hashachar. You have a yid who has a big tshuka to do mitzvah the first day of Sukkot, he's not going to start aleis hashachar. He's going to get up by neitz hachama. He's going to do it by neitz. Neitz is the zman lechatchila. If you understand the yisoy that the Truma Sadeshan is dealing with, Zerizah Magdimah LaMitzvahs, so you understand the yisoy has to do with cheshek, with tshuka, with desire, and the ratzon should be so strong it shouldn't let it pass. And that's something that B'nai Yeshiva need to work on. It seems to me that a serious working person who knows he only has the hour in the morning is more rushing to learn than the Bnei Taira who go to yeshiva who have many hours. Why? Because the fellow only has an hour to learn. He knows, if he has the right hashkafa at least, he knows he has to have a tshuka, he has to have a rotzen. It pains him that he used to be in yeshiva, he had more hours. He's got this 1 hour. So he's rushing to it. It's important to him. His rotzen is stark. Could it be that B'nai Torah, in the formative years, if I can't, the learning makes you into more of a person. The learning makes you into a person with more taichim. That it's not there. But Lamaisa, the Yetzirah tells on it. The Yetzirah tells, if you can't get you not to learn, it'll get you around the edges. To knock off time around the edges, around the sides. It's very, very difficult for me to understand sometimes why people walk into shir a few minutes late. Now, if they're trying to park the car, I understand 100%. And if they have something to take care of, I understand. I'm also human. I also sometimes come late. But the guys that are hanging around the coffee machine and doing nothing, it's not the 5 minutes. It's like not the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim going out a day late. You don't fall into Memtei Shari Tumah, into Shara Chamishim from doing it late. You fall into it from a lack of tshuka, a lack of rotzen, a lack of cheshek. If there's a cheshek and there's a rotzen, if you machshev something, you do it. If you machshev something, you do it. If you machshev something, you do a b'chipazon. The chipazon is b'hala. B'hala is not good. Zrizus is good. B'hala is confusion. Confusion is not good. But if you'll find yourself someday with an opportunity for an extraordinary prize, an extraordinary success, you're going to rush to it for Bahala too. It'll mean a lot to you. That idea is the nekuda that Klal Yisrael has to work on. Person who knows to rush where it's appropriate is a person who's matzliach. And a person who doesn't know to rush when it's appropriate is the whole value of the thing he's doing is down the tubes. The whole value is down the tubes. It's that way you've been on the Lamakim. It's that way you've been on the Chaveri too. If you're not machshiv something that a wife or a parent wants you to be machshiv, so how much time does it have afterwards? You do something like the B'di'evet, you do it. You do a bizrizus, you show it's important to you. If your parent asks you for a taiva, it's a wonderful midah to jump up and do it eagerly. If you're going to do it anyway, why do it with a sullen face like B'di'evet? Why? You're going to do it anyway. You're going to spend the time on it anyway. So hard for me to understand. Why not train yourself to be a person who has that mida of being eager to do it? Being eager to do it. The whole Beimam HaChaver is different. You know, if you have somebody to do you a favor. The big difference if he says okay, or if he's eager and happy to do it. If he tells you with a smile, he'll do it. It's a whole different world. The Mida of Chipazai is a Mida in Avaydes Hashem. It's a Mida in Beinon Lachaveira. It's a Mida in any Dover type. Any Dover type. The Yetzahara, what does the Yetzahara do? He teaches us to rush where it makes no sense to rush. See, I understand that people in the morning are in a rush, they dive and they run out of shul. I don't think they should run out of shul, but they run out of shul. But what I don't understand is the people by chakras who dive in a quick, slow, silent Shemayna Esrei. In the shul Shemayna Esrei, where are they rushing? They're going to make Chazos HaShatz anyway. Okay, there's some who run out before Chazos HaShatz. But 99% of people, for chakras at least, they... Why not daven a slow Shemayna Esrei? Like, it's no time. If you're, what are you going to do? Step out of Shemayna Esrei and look at the walls? Like, when people rush where it makes no sense, they're memayit in Avodas Hashem by rushing, where rushing is a midah that has to be used to be magbir Avodas Hashem. So there are two rules. Teach yourself to rush where it's appropriate. Try it. The next time a wife or a parent asks you to do something, show eagerness to do it. They are going to be surprised. Really? You'll see. And you're going to do it anyway. What's the difference? They're going to be surprised. Somebody needs something at the table. You jump up to go and get it from the kitchen. Somebody needs something at the store. You jump up and go and get it. It's an extraordinary midah. It's extraordinary. It's a midah of Ben Olam Haba. You know, you can go to Olam Haba based on Ben Olam HaChaveri too. You have to do the basics of Ben Olam Lamakim. It's an extraordinary midah, a can-do type of attitude. Even in the working world, somebody who has that attitude is more matriach. Is more matriach. You do the same things, but you do with an attitude of this kipazain, of this desire, of a strong rotzen to do it, where rotzen is loichetz as hazman. The rotzen, it pushes away the amount of time. It's a different person. Rush when it's appropriate. You have to learn to not rush where it makes no sense. The places that people who rush where it makes no sense. It's a it's the meat of the Yetzer Hara. The inferior rushing is when this man is loichitz the ratzin. This man, the lack of time, pushes away your real ratzin. Your real ratzin. You want to do it right, but you're in a rush, so you can't do it. When this man is pressuring the ratzin, that's inferior. That's not the way it should be. When Ratzain is loichetz this man, when Zman is immaterial because you have such a strong Ratzin, that's something else. That's a tremendous midah of Zrizos. And it's a midah of Zrizos that's Merutzah. There are many people who feel bad when they're pressured to do things. When they're in a rush, they don't have enough time to do things. If the things are worthy, you should just know that a sick person is not in a rush. He doesn't have things to do. A person in a hospital bed is not in a rush. A gesunter person fills his day, fills his time, makes use of his time. A gesunter mensch is pressured to do things. Don't complain that you're pressured to do things. Don't complain. I got a letter about a year or two ago from a doctor in Minneapolis who it made me cry the way he wrote it. He's somebody I never saw, but I know well. I've spoken on the phone many times. And he's a successful doctor. And he writes that He was diagnosed with cancer. And he was telling me about he has to go for treatments. He wrote in his letter that I've been praying for more time to spend with my family and more time to rest. Now I'm getting it. Watch what you pray for. That's what he wrote in the letter. Watch what you pray for. A gesunter Mensch is busy. People eat themselves up that they're rushing. A gesunter Mensch is busy. It's not a bad meter to rush. You're young, you're healthy. You can do things more quickly and more efficiently. If you're doing it quickly because it's important to you, that's chipazni law, that's Klal Yisrael. That's Klal Yisrael. If you're doing it because you're running out of time, then there's something wrong with your schedule. But if you're doing this, it's important to you, you'll get more accomplished. So now we come back to Parashas Bai. If you ask people where it says Chipazim Yatzasim Mitzrayim V'chalta Maisei B'chipazim, most people know it's in Parashas Bai. But it's in the parasha that begins HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. This month is to you, what it means to you. HaChodesh Hazeh Rosh Chodashim. To you. Rav Palm in his Sefer has a piece entitled Erech Hazman. The Torah Lamelech, he has a piece entitled Erech Hazman, the value of time. He quotes there, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, that Zman is Mosor Lachem. The time, HaChodesh Lachem, it's given over to you. Time is yours. Kadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Zman is given to you. What do you want to do with your time? Klal Yisrael is Adam Mitzrayim. The Rosh Hashanah says, look, you have a certain amount of time. It's yours to spend. If you ever ask someone to do something and he says, I don't have enough time, I want to tell you what it means. Okay. Someone, if you ask somebody to do something, says, I don't have enough time. What does it mean? He has 24 hours in the day. He has 168 hours in the week. Just like you do. Everybody in this room has 168 hours a week. If you don't have time, what does that mean? It means I have 168 hours worth of more important things to do. You know what it means? Sometimes I don't have time. You have 168 hours. Right? Some hours you have to eat, some hours you have to sleep, some hours you have to daven, some hours you have to learn, you have hours. Everybody has the same number of hours. If someone tells you, I don't have time, it means he's saying in a day, I have 24 hours worth of things to do that are more important. In a week, I have 168 hours worth of things to do that are more important. That's what he's telling you. Now, you may be insulted. Maybe insulted. What's he doing with the 168 hours? When you say, I don't have time for something, watch yourself. When you say, I don't have time for something, you're saying that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave me 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, however that works out to the year. You have 168 hours worth of more important things to do than that. That's a tough statement to make. Depends what it is you're going to do. If you're talking about watching the Super Bowl, so you have 168 hours worth of more important things to do. It makes sense. If you're talking about Avodas Hashem, by sticking with the Seder, that I don't have time. Be careful. Maybe you don't have time. Be careful what you say. That means the other 168 hours worth of things that you do have time for are more important than that hour. You really mean to say that? Really mean to say that? Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim is Mesur Lachem. It's given over to you. There's a Sfasemes it says in the Haggadah, too early to tell you a Vart for the Haggadah. This whole thing is a good Vart for the Haggadah. It says Paida Kahalocha. It says in Kiloy Noah, Kiloy Yoah, right? It says Paida Kahalocha. Hashem redeemed Klal Yisrael al pi halacha. What does it mean al pi halacha? Redeemed al pi halacha. Last year we learned Kedushin. We got to a very unusual Gemara, I think, on Daf Yotes. There was a ger. You remember this? There was a ger who was dying. He had no kriyim. So what do you do when a ger is dying and he has no kraven?
Run.
You run. She puzzling, right? As soon as he dies, everything is hefker. So was it Rav Hanunah who wanted to be zayche in his eved? He had an eved. He had an eved Kanani. How are you zayche in the eved? While he's alive, he can't do a kinyan on the eved. As soon as he dies, what happens? Devin is kind of himself. So Rav Hanunah told him, carry my things for me to the base Amerechitz, so that the first second the ger died, the eved was working for him, and he can be kind of an eved with working for you, chazaka. So immediately he was kind of the first second. So we learned this in class. I bothered people like this. Or this fellow's never dying, and that's the last thing you can. The first thing you think about is being kind of his eved.
Isn't a free person that's carrying his things for him?
Huh?
Isn't he a free person?
He's an eved when he starts, and
right.
The first second he's working for me.
A free person carrying his things.
The first. You asked the same question last year. So I told you there are two possible answers. Well, either the guy was hitting his 120th birthday, maybe, and it wasn't such a sad thing, or he wanted to be mekayim the lo'ilam ben tavoidu. He shouldn't go free. However you want to teach it, that's what it says. If the first second is working for you, he goes straight from avdus to avdus. There's no second of cheiris in between. Zaktus sas emes peide kahalocha. Klal Yisrael was taken the first second that they left Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yisrael said, I want you to carry the matzah on your shoulders. Right? The matzah on your shoulders. The first second you go from Avdus to Cheiris, you should be working for me. From Avdus to Avdus with zero Cheiris in between. You should go straight. Klal Yisrael should turn. The Zman that you have belongs to your Adai. Now it belongs to this Adai. It's a very healthy thing to go from Avdus to Avdus. I always think about this. Svasem is thinking about the Pasuk. Al-Ken Yazev Adam is Avdus V'Esima V'Davak V'Ishtai. It's very healthy to go from your parents' house to your wife's house, to marriage. If in between you live by yourself, it's not so good, because when you know your parents, there's certain avdus, you're meshubba to them. When you get married, there's certainly a certain amount of avdus, you're meshubba to somebody. It's not good to taste chayrus in between. Very, very dangerous. It's good to go from avdus to avdus. An eved is someone whose hours are meshubba to his other. We all need to work better at chipazon. Rush where it's appropriate. And don't rush where it's not appropriate. Driving is not when you should be rushing. Rush where it's appropriate. Where do you rush? When you go to Beis HaMedrash. In Shulchan Aruch it says to run the few steps in. To run the few steps in. There's a fellow in Shul by us who does not come to the Navi Shir. So I once told over something about him, hoping he wouldn't hear it. I didn't say his name. I said, there's a fellow by us, we start at 8:30. He walks into shul exactly 9 o'clock every Shabbos. Exactly 9 o'clock, we start at 8:30. So he once told me that he used to daven by a different shul that starts 9:15. He walked in exactly 9:45. So I said, I wish this guy would go back to the place where they start 9:15 and come at 9 o'clock. Like by us, he comes at 9 o'clock, right? Come there at 9:15. So this fellow heard what I said. So he said it was the most wonderful thing. He asked me for a copy of the tape, and it was the tape. He said, yeah, give me a copy, I have to hear this. It's wonderful. Like he was flying high. He doesn't get it, right? He's the most punctual person I know. Every Shabbos, exactly. Chipazon, you have to know to rush. Try it. Try it the next time your parents or somebody you care about asks you for something. Jump to do it. Go right. You're going to do it anyway. Might as well do it happily. Why do it in a miserable attitude? When you go to shul, when you go to Beis Medrash, do it quickly. Do it bezrizus. The midah of Klal Yisrael is to be able to rush in a healthy way. Not because you're out of time, but because of the lachatz of the rotzayin, which makes the time irrelevant. This is the midah of chipazayin. It's a midah that I saw by my rebbeim. They tried to work on. I'm not on their level to work on every minute, but at least to try to work wherever you're holding on this midah. Chipazayin makes you live longer. You end up with more useful time in your day, in your week. I couldn't share this anymore.